Questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat feature of the raise your hand icon. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Sandoz. Good morning, Rick. Good
morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you guys. A back and forth game felt almost like a playoff game between you and New Albany. You guys come out on top 38-31. What did you like about your team's performance?
Just the resilience. You know, I mean, it was hard going, obviously, two tough losses going into the bye. You know, you always want to get a little momentum going into it, and we didn't have that. So we would like to kind of pull things back a little bit, scale it back to get our bodies, you know, right. But we felt like we had to be really competitive during that week, and was happy with the senior leadership and kind of how they went forward. You know, defense stepped up in timely ways. You know, we gave up some points and some yards, but, you know, really good against the run. You know, had some timely takeaways, and then we're able to get five sacks. We felt like going into that game, kind of whoever won the line of scrimmage battle was going to have a great opportunity to win. And we know how dynamic, you know, their front seven is on the defensive side of the ball. We felt like we need to match that intensity and kind of challenge our defensive line a little bit, and was really happy with how they stepped up. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, little slow start through the air. I think that's more kind of predicated by, you know, Max getting hit a bit and how good their defensive line was. And, you know, and he didn't take any sacks, but he certainly was pressured quite a bit in that first half. But second half came out, settled into the game, you know, made some throws when we needed him, and, you know, really good second half offensively.
As you said, coming off the two losses, you know, playing a top 25 team, it's homecoming. How much momentum do you think you can get from this victory, and how big was it?
I mean, we talked about all week kind of that adversity can be a gift if you internalize it the right way, use it to refine your skills, get back to fundamentals, get back to some things that was to be successful in the past, you know, kind of realign our values and make sure we have faith in ourselves, have confidence in our abilities, get back to loving your teammates and building each other back up. And they certainly did that. So I was happy with the senior leadership, the upperclassmen leadership. The coaching staff did a really good job of keeping our guys positive. And it's a very tough conference. There isn't one week where you have an easy win. Every single week you got to strap it up. Anything can happen. There's so much parity. And we certainly were on the wrong end of that a couple times. So, you know, really, really, we needed that to get back to, you know, get some momentum going.
Talked last week about how you challenged, especially your two All-American defensive ends with Josiah and Dylan Ruiz. And as you mentioned, five sacks. I think Josiah had two, I think Dylan had one, but they were in the backfield all day long. What was the difference that you saw in their play on Saturday?
I think the key was to be efficient on first and second down, you know, see if we can get Albany to, you know, somewhat obvious passing situations on third down. And I think that's, we've been kind of hurt a little bit, you know, through the first five games of maybe trying to do too much at that position. And I get it. Not that they were stat chasing, but they're just relentless guys that want to make an impact. And sometimes when you try to make the play instead of allowing the game to come to you, you know, bad things are going to happen. So I was happy with, you know, them being fundamental on first, second down, working to keep Reese in the pocket. And then when we had opportunities to cut them loose, they took advantage of it.
On the offensive side of the ball, I know we've talked every week. I think I joked that it seems like we're talking about a different wide receiver every week. And yet again, it's a different guy, Logan Tomlinson, with what a day he had. 9 catches, 144, a couple of touchdowns. Just talk about the performance he had.
He was great. I mean, you know, we felt like Amir Hall was one of the best corners in all of FCS. Mm-hmm. And Albany does such a good job of, you know, putting the majority of their defense to the field to take away that, and then just allowing him to go one-on-one. And, you know, no one really, you know, has challenged him all year. So I was happy with Logan. He made a couple contested catches. And then one of the highlight reel plays, which, you know, could have been an interception, could have not, you know, we had an inside glance called, which you want to throw it against too high. Really good defensive pressure, hit Max. They rotated to one and easily could have went the other way, but he jumped up and kind of bailed Max out there on a throw that maybe shouldn't have went to that field zone, and we got a touchdown. So awesome job by him. You know, you got to give credit offensive line as well. A lot of QB pressures, as I mentioned, but to throw it 50 times and give up no sacks against that defensive line, it was a great night.
Got a question this morning from Anthony DiCacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. You mentioned how good your offensive line has been this last game and this season as a whole. How could they contain talented Stony Brook pass rush this week?
Yeah, you know, I think we got to do a really good job of working to get the ball out of Max's hands as soon as we can. I think it starts with that, some of the RPO, some of the quick game stuff. Find a way to get in the flow of the game and then find creative ways to push the ball down the field. So, you know, for them, I think it starts with our center, Osho Omenyeni, you know, our senior captain. He does a really good job with the protection calls, understanding the defensive intent, getting us in the right slots on a consistent basis. And then all guys, they tried it, and I'm sure they would love to run the ball more, as all offensive line wants you to do. But they understand kind of the way the flow of our offense has been going the last month. We've been trying to work and be effective through the air. So they're a selfless group. You know, they kind of do whatever the coaches think is best for the game plan, and just proud of the, you know, how they're competing.
Rick, you guys were down 24-14 there in the third quarter, and then you score 17 points, I think, right around 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, with Logan's big catch to go up 31-24. How big was that stretch, both on offense and defense, and did you feel like maybe that was a key point of the game, because you're down 10 at that point and momentum looked like might be going in the right direction for you?
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row, kind of halfway through the third, that we're down 10. You know, and we've come back in both situations. One of the games, obviously, against Towson, we didn't find a way to finish that. So huge emphasis for us was finding a way, you know, however that ended up being, by 1 point or however many it is, find a way to finish a game and get a victory, and get us back on the right track in the win column in this tough conference. So I was happy the way they did that. And again, I think defensively, you know, the key for them was those sudden change opportunities all game, you know, whether we went for it on fourth down and didn't get it, you know, and they would hold them early in the game to a missed field goal, or late in the game, we wanted to try to ice the game on offense. And it was such a good defensive call by them to loop their defensive end out and kind of cage and put a net around Max. And we tried the naked boot and it didn't work. And they bailed us out, and had a huge, you know, season defining interception there with Brendan Ty coming off the hash. So just got to give credit to the defense and stepping up in a huge way.
Another question for Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
Coming into this weekend, how could you take down a Stony Brook team that should be hungry for a win after, you know, a tough luck season so far?
Well, you know, they're tough, they're physical, they're gritty. They take after the demeanor of their head coach. I don't look at the record, to be honest, Anthony. I know how good this football team is. I know how well coached they are. You know, and I've been a part of a team, you know, in 21 that had some hardship, and that stuff, when internalized the right way, can make you extremely hungry. Like you mentioned, it can refocus you. And I know they're going to give us their best shot, you know. So for us, you know, they're dynamic on offense. You know, Anthony Johnson, they move him all over, find creative ways to get him the ball. I think Casey Case is so courageous back there, man. He stands in the pocket. He's an elite, you know, pro style guy at this level, can throw the ball over. He got a big time arm. And then, you know, their offensive coordinator was at Maine last year, you know, Dresner, close friend. He did such a phenomenal job scheming us up last year. So he knows our defense in and out. So, you know, they're going to be ready for us on that side of the ball, you know, and they do a really good job on teams as well. I think they're first in the conference in kickoff coverage. So, you know, defensively, ball hawking mentality. They've created 7 interceptions, and I think they're third in the conference, you know, third down conversion. So the stats say they're a much better team, you know, than their record shows.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Rick, just one more before I let you go. How do you take this game? As you said, you got to go on the road and play, you know, a hungry Stony Brook team. How do you take the game Saturday and build momentum here toward the down the stretch run?
You know, it's just working on the things that didn't go our way, taking to the coaching, again, continue to have that senior leadership kind of going forward, and then just find a way to keep improving. You know, this is a very good football team, but we need to work to make it about ourselves, try to put, you know, the best, most complete game that we've played all year, see if we can do that. And it really starts with this week of preparation. So we got to get back to work, got to be competitive, and, you know, got to find a way to make sure that our guys are preparing the right way.
All right, Rick. Thanks so very much for your time today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.